head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And I am very excited to be back doing another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show, where you always find the most interesting people in the Ville. I'm very excited about the folks I'm going to introduce you to today on the show, our 203rd episode. Isn't it great? I want to tell you first off that our show is sponsored by our good friends at Passport Health Plan and by the Eye Care Institute, your one-stop shop for vision correction needs. They are down at the in Butchertown at on Story Avenue. 502-589-1500 is their number. It's really great. And so I've been very busy this week doing just a lot of fun things. Looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend, and there's a lot going on. I am actually almost bummed that I'm going out of town. I'm missing the Abbey Road on the River. I'm missing the Kentucky Reggae Festival. You know, listeners to the show know that I had Jennifer Washley of that festival on the show last week, and I'll tell you what, she gave me some tickets. If you call me or find a way to get a hold of me before Friday, I'll be happy to share with you some passes to the Kentucky Reggae Festival, which goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in down at the Water Tower. It's a great event. It's a really cool thing. All right. And so anyway, I'm going out of town for the Memorial Day holiday and sort of looking forward to that. But there's a lot we're going to be missing. On Monday, of course, I always do the bike ride with the mayor, the hike and bike. And sorry, I'm going to be missing that. That's a growing, a huge event down. It starts down at Waterfront Park. I know a few weeks ago I had Rolf Isinger of the city on the show to talk about biking. And I don't know, there may be some delay in the installation of those bike share facilities, but I know that's coming, and we're working our way into making Louisville a more bikeable city. I went on a great, incredible bike ride from my house out to the Parklands, and I on one day last week I went about 20 miles. It was really great. Much of it went through. I went from like the Billtown Road entrance to the Parklands over to Bardstown Road, and what a great path. It's so peaceful and quiet. There's no cars. There's a lot of curves. There's a lot of hills. So just a warning for you on that. But it's a great, peaceful bike ride out in the country. It's very nice. Okay? So anyway, I got a lot to talk to you about today. A lot of stuff is going on. But first, I want to tell you about my guest. In the second part of the show, I want you to stay tuned because I have a dual interview with Todd Ants and Eric Morris. Todd is the founder and organizer of Fest of Ale, which is the granddaddy of all beer fest in this area. It takes place over in New Albany. Picturesque setting right on the river in that theater over there. You can see it from the Sherman Minton Bridge, which is free to cross, so no real excuse to not go over there. It's very close. It is coming up on Saturday, June 3rd, and the after party will be held at the Gospel Bird, which is right in the New Albany's restaurant row there. Eric Morris is on the show as well today, and he is the proprietor over there. But my first guest, let me tell you about them real quick. I love entrepreneurial stories, and this is a good one. Scott and Jennifer Benningfield are a married couple who I guess they were just living their lives in Louisville. He had a job. She was a stay-at-home mom. And the story is very quickly that she saw a story in a magazine about these bicycles manufactured in Amsterdam that she wanted to bring to Louisville. And there are 16-seat bicycles that are powered by people actually pedaling, and they're great for going around town drinking. So anyway, you're probably familiar with the Thirsty Peddler bikes, as you've probably seen them if you've been downtown. And they have made a major announcement, a major move to become a part of 4th Street Live. They got a storefront down there, and they're going to park their bikes. Bikes are always going to be on display, and so it looks like a real increase in their business. And so I got the chance to sit down and talk with Scott and Jennifer about the changes and about building a business from nothing and all the effort that takes, and the trials and tribulations, things you got to worry about, like where are you going to park these things? That was one of their biggest problems in getting the business off the ground. So I encourage you to take a listen to this. I'll be back with some news about local media and our second guest. But here is my interview with the Benningfields.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
All right, well, the Rusty Satellite Show is down to 4th Street Live with Scott and Jennifer Benningfield. Hello. And hi there. Hi there. Well, Jennifer, let's start with you. Why am I here talking to you guys? You have an interesting, crazy business.
We have a crazy business. We have a 16-passenger bicycle. I hope many of you have seen it downtown. It's a big yellow bicycle. People are pedaling. We stop at bars. It's a great time. We've been in business for about 5 years, and we're moving to 4th Street. We're really excited.
Wow. So 4th Street, Scott, that sounds like – but this is basically people who want to have a party – mobile version.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, so we do all kinds of things. We do parties, we do corporate events, we do all that kind of stuff, but the main thing, our underlying thing, is have fun. And you can imbibe while you're doing it or not. I mean, that.
Well, yeah, interesting thing, in all seriousness, you all helped get a law changed so that people can. I mean, the question I always have when I see them downtown, can those people drink while they're riding around on that bike?
Yeah. But yeah, for a long time it was no. But now it is finally yes. It took us several years to get that law changed, and dealing with. The political class is not something I really ever want to do again. But some of the people are great, but there were some things that I just did not agree with.
It was mainly the old laws.
Yeah, the old laws.
The old laws were just kind of archaic and difficult, but the people themselves have been so supportive of us. They've
right.
They've been great. So
all right.
We can't
well,
say anything, but
we'll try to be nice to those politicians.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah. But there was a law against drinking in public, and which still exists. But you got the law changed for on your bikes that you can do that. Let's go back. I always love entrepreneurial stories, Jennifer.
Right.
You got this started back in 2012. This is a totally local entrepreneurial business. How'd you talk him into it?
It took about a year, honestly, back and forth, you know, and finally what I said to him is I said, you know, you're going to kick yourself if you see these bikes going down the road and we aren't a part of it. And I think that rang something to Scott. I think that said something to him, and we just were like, let's do it. Let's just take a risk. And being a husband and wife team, you know, he's been my partner this whole time, and, you know, it's been awesome.
Okay, it's been awesome, but a lot of bumps in the road, so to speak, since it's a bike.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's really early. You know, especially all the construction downtown.
Oh,
it's
my tough. Gosh. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, so I'm interested in becoming a driver. Tell me how that goes. It sounds like fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We've got some great team members who drive for us, all kinds of different backgrounds. We've got folks that just do this as part of, you know, three or four other jobs. We've got folks who have full-time, like, no kidding. One of our drivers was a banker investment manager, and he did this as kind of a fun thing, and he stayed with us for almost 2 years.
Wow.
So, and the people come back because they have so much fun interacting with the guests. It gets you out on a beautiful day or maybe a rainy night, but it's always a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, this deal with 4th Street Live, Jennifer, It's got to be. I assume you're the sales part of the action here.
Maybe
signage, a storefront.
Yes.
Place to store the bikes.
Yeah.
That's. I guess you're anticipating some growth.
We are. I mean, it kind of started from like a garage concept where, you know, we were working out of a storage garage, and I'm working out of my home. I'm answering calls from my home, and it's kind of evolved over the years. And with 4th Street believing in us and us kind of, you know, evolving, this is definitely going to change the way we run things. We're going to be able to definitely, hopefully, pick up business. So, yeah, we're excited.
Well, these bikes themselves are pretty interesting. They're 16 passengers, and, you know, I can't go down to Scheller's and get one. Where do they come from?
They're from Amsterdam. Go ahead.
Amsterdam. So two guys were in a bar, as many stories start. And they, the bar owner was their friend, and he wanted to enter a float into the Amsterdam Parade. Well, the Amsterdam Parade is not like any of our local parades. They are humongous. And they've got floats that people build that are intricate and enormous, and then down to smaller ones. So he wanted to enter something into the parade. And so the guys, one of them was a fabricator, one of them was a truck driver, started sketching it out on a napkin. They came up with this idea. As you know, they love biking in Amsterdam. It's just a huge thing. They sketched this out, and it was a crew. The bartender said, if you build this thing, I'll pay for it. So they did. They built a crude representation of what our bike is now. They put it in the parade. They won their small float category and ended up making enough money to parlay that into making another bike. And here we are today. Two guys from Minneapolis saw it, and they became our national distributors at Pedal Pub. And
so we know this is now a big deal in a lot of cities, but it's great that it's in Louisville. I'm curious. They are powered by the people who are on board drinking and stuff. So, do these guys of yours have to crack the whip sometimes to get people to move?
Probably, yeah, absolutely. But we'll go too.
Because I'm not sure I'm going to want to just keep pedaling.
You do it with you use the group against each other to kind of help
blackmail them.
Yeah. There's also terms that you use whenever you have like an all bachelorette party.
Yeah,
you just say pedal bitches.
Well, that's a good one. And what do we do for the bachelors? How do we get them motivated?
I don't know. I can't comment on that. So,
well, it's a very interesting whole idea of the business. So the laws change. People, they can't buy on board.
No,
but you stop at bars, right? And how do you figure out which bars to stop at?
We have a list on our website where we've partnered up with. It just depends on the groups. They get to pick the bar. So on our private tours, they get to pick the bars they want to go to. And usually it's about the specials, what drink specials. So the bars that give us the best drink specials usually win out. The coolest bars in downtown are the ones they want to stop at. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are jumping on, like everybody else, the bourbon craze. I understand part of the new stuff with 4th Street Live is bourbon tours, right? Tell me about that.
We'll be offering day bourbon tours where folks can sign up, and we will go to two downtown distilleries. Admission is included in the price, and we basically do the same thing. We take them, and then there are 2 one-hour tours apiece at different distilleries.
The whole tour is about three hours. We 3 to 3.5 hours is the whole tour. Mm-hmm.
So is it? If I just got like 3 or 4 people, it's not going to work, right?
Well, we need a minimum of 10.
Okay.
But it can be 3 from your group and 7 from another, or a combination of. So absolutely. As long as we hit our minimum of 10 folks for that, we go.
So as you're starting out, you're trying to schedule like regular tours, right? So if not enough people show up, you don't do that tour? Or I understand this is a new business. We're trying
to work
this stuff out.
Everything is pending and on our website. So it'll say for the single seat tours, until you get your email confirmation, this is a pending tour. And so until we hit our minimum, on our normal pub crawls, it's 6 people. On the bourbon crawl, it's 10. So they will get an email confirmation. So everything's pending on the private or the public.
So the big business, of course, when everything's going on downtown on weekends, but I guess this is an effort to sort of get this thing going during the week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do some week tours. We have Cheap Tour Tuesday every single Tuesday. It's a very good discount. And we just kind of want to get the word out there that we operate through the week.
Yeah, okay. And we are also offering one-way tickets, trips to the Bats game. So we've worked alongside with the Louisville Bats organization, and we'll start down here for $23. It'll get you like an hour and 15 minutes or so down at the Bat Stadium. It includes the...
We stop at a bar, too.
Don't forget that. BYOB, and it includes the price of admission into a Bats ball game.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's cool. Well, let's go back just for a second to the beginning, because I'm always fascinated with beginning stories. Jennifer, you basically saw this in a magazine.
I did. I have two young children, two young girls. And as a mother knows, children are always sick. You're always in the doctor's office. I was always in the doctor's office when my daughters were young, and there's Entrepreneur Magazine sitting out. And I just happened to open it up. And I literally like flipped to the page, and it had a picture of the distributors that Scott was talking about, the Pedal Pub. And it was an article. Basically, this was just starting kind of in the United States. And I saw the picture, and it just immediately, to me, it was like, Louisville needs this. There's a lot of drinkers, and there's a lot of people that like to be outside and, you know, like to work out. And it's kind of a weird combination, but I just really felt like this is so Louisville. Like, it just hit me.
I buy all that, but I'm not sure I'm buying the fitness angle.
Well, sort of. We have some non-pedaling seats, so we have a bench.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. Now I can not even have to pedal. I want all the people around me pedaling. So she did that, and Scott, your background is nothing in terms of entrepreneurial efforts, right? You had a real job.
Yeah, I had a navigator in the Kentucky Air National Guard on C-130s, and I was kind of a governmental and military type, so to speak. But when she was kind of angling, we've done a couple things in the past. We've done some real estate stuff. We've done some.
We flipped a house.
Yeah, we flipped a house. I mean, you know. So, and we've kind of always had that under. You know, her parents own a business, and it's just kind of, it's always been there, the underlying desire to do something.
You always think, why didn't I make that? You know, it's like you see the noodle. You know, those pool noodles.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, or those my kids have the spinners now. The fidget spinners. Why didn't I make that?
Yeah.
So sorry.
No.
But it's like,
and we always have great ideas together, and we always talk about doing something. And then finally, she was like, "Let's do this." And then I hemmed and hawed. And I'm not gonna lie, it took me a little bit to come around. But finally, she convinced me.
I tell you what, one of the coolest memories I have when we first started was when we first put it out on the street, because we had no idea what people's reaction would be. Nobody has ever seen these things. And when we first came, I remember we were driving by the spaghetti factory, and people were, you know how it's glass?
Uh-huh.
And people were eating their lunch. And I remember people getting up and walking to the glass and just staring at us. And, like, you know, people would come out of, like, buildings and, you know, ask, what is this thing? You know?
When I got it from the dock, we went down to the terminal and picked it up. Like, it came in on a container. Put it on the trailer, you know. Of course, we were so happy. But we're driving down the street, and this was in Shively, so we're driving through Shively down Dixie Highway. And I'm driving down, and I mean, the people's, like, their expressions, like, wide-eyed and like, what?
And the horses, too. Remember when the horses...
Downtown, yeah.
You know how we have the carriages downtown.
Right.
Well, the horses had to get used to us, too, because, you know, we pull up next to them, and the horses, I mean, some of them would even almost but they, you know, they got used to us finally. So.
Yeah, next to a horse. I got it. Well, that's a great story. I'm sure glad you all were able to share this with me and the Rusty Satellite Show. And I'll be looking to catch a ride sometime soon.
All right. We look forward to it.
Come in. I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right, and what a great story. If you ever get a chance to do one of those thirsty peddler tours, I encourage you to do so. I have not yet, but I'm not opposed to exercising while drinking. I think that's always a potentially a good thing to do. So anyway, I have sort of stayed away from the whole issue of politics recently, but I tell you, I do watch Bill Maher and Saturday Night Live and John Oliver every week, and certainly my position on politics is opposite of that of our current leaders, Donald Trump and Matt Bevin. So I want to pass along a little information today. There's so much about Trump I could say, but this is a local show. I do want to say, though, that John Yarmouth, at least, is on the right side of thing. And when Trump put out his budget request this week. Yarmouth read it and came up with the following statement, which I think is very on target in terms of the money and the attitude that Trump's people have toward America. Quote, President Trump's budget is shockingly extreme and the antithesis of what the American people have said they want from their government. It leaves no question of what this administration values: greater gains for millionaires, corporations, and special interests at the expense of American families, economic progress, and our national security. It cuts health care and nutrition assistance for families with nowhere else to turn, relies on absurd economic projections and pretend revenues that no credible economists would validate. That's a comment released by John Yarmouth's office in reaction to Trump's budget. It's stretching. I don't understand the people, all you people out there who vote for Trump, who think he's going to do something good for you. And, you know, the reality is just that's just not the case. He's a bully. He is very cold toward media. We've never had leaders in our country who have such an attitude toward the media, and that was highlighted. The other thing I really want to get to today, because I know a lot of you may not pay attention to what goes on in the news, but there's a battle. There's a battle that's been going on between Governor Bevin and all local media, the Courier Journal and the Herald Leader in particular. And Bevin went on the other day and did a Facebook Live posting in which he chastised the Courier Journal and the Herald Leader because he believes, he actually believes that he should be able to go directly to the people. In other words, he wants to use social media and never talk to the media. He is ignoring requests for comments on significant stories. I think what he's really upset about is that he purchased a house, and like Joe Girth wrote a great response in the Courier Journal to what he was going on, to his 6-minute tirade on Facebook, and he said that you know, basically the story is Bevin wants to set the agenda for the media. He wants the stories that he wants covered, but he doesn't want anything negative. And this house that he bought, he basically got it for like 2/3 of the value because it was sold to him by a political appointee and campaign donor, which is illegal, a reminder. Girth mentions the threats to a state legislator to change parties or face his wrath, you know, because Bevin told a state legislator he better change parties or else, okay? And he mentions attending a cockfighting rally while he was running for Senate, and he purchased a new house for, you know, I mentioned from a political appointee at a fraction of its real value. Now these are serious things that are going on that Bevin doesn't want to talk about, and he doesn't want the media talking about it. And so he's sort of just turned a blind eye to a media request. And he says in the video that he wants to honor that he talks on, for instance, he says he talks to radio programs all over the state. Okay, what I was listening to Terry Miners the other day on WHAS radio, and he said that Bevin had canceled a regular appearance on WHAS. And why? Because he knew Terry would ask him about the how. I think there's no doubt that that's what happened. Bevin's a slick talker. I've always said when people ask me about it, I say, well, I don't like anything he says, but he does say it well. He is very convincing in terms of if he's sitting across from you and telling you a bunch of lies, you'll believe it because of the way he delivers his message. He's a practiced politician. He's very good at it. But what he's doing in terms of the treatment of media is unprecedented, as it is with Trump. And it's especially important with the changes going on in media, where there aren't as many investigative reporters, there aren't as many people looking into negative stories about the government, that these guys are getting away with it, these tyrants, these guys. I mean, Trump and Bevin are from the same cloth. They are doing the same thing and talking about the same thing. So this is just a random mind. You know, you guys that elected these two politicians to office, you're getting what you deserve. They are not sharing the information with the public unless it's a topic that they want to talk about. And they're hurting the little people. They're hurting people with their budgeting. They're hurting, like Trump's hurting people with his immigration actions in terms of kicking people out of the country, and it's really hurting our country in general. So anyway, that's my opinion. I would love to talk to you about it if you're interested. You know, a lot of people, you know, in my experience in this world, you know, they're just looking the other way, or they're not paying attention, or they're just saying, oh, it'll all work out. Well, this is serious stuff that's going on in our governments led by the, you know, you can just say Donald Trump and Matt Bevin are really hurting our country. I hate to see our country in under this type of leadership because, you know, they don't pay attention to the established policies. They don't pay attention to the fact that, yes, you do have to answer for your actions to the media. And if the media wants to cover a topic that you don't want them to cover, that doesn't mean you can ignore them. I say all that, but they're getting away with it, and there is no uproar from the American people. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's my little rant on politics. I thought I'd get into that this week. I don't know why, but anyway, I want to mention I talk about my next guest, and it's all about a fun event. Now this weekend, you know, there's some great things going on: the Kentucky Reggae Festival, Abbey Road on the River, the Mayor's Hike and Bike on Monday, all that. But next weekend is the Fest of Ales, and it is the biggest beer fest of them all in this area, and it's been around for, this is the 12th year they're having it, and I love getting to talk to Todd Ance about this creation he had. He owns a great family business of liquor stores, and Eric Morris is really doing some great things with the Gospel Bird. If you haven't been to that restaurant, I'm going to go back and eat there. And, you know, I love the interior of the place. They got a great patio out back, and Eric is knee deep in construction. He's building a seafood restaurant right down the street, just you know, less than 100 yards from his current place, and it's going to be called, I love a good pun, and this one, this is what it is. It's called Hall or High Water is going to be the name of this new seafood restaurant in New Albany. So anyway, good stuff to know about and good stuff to check out if you ever have a chance. There's plenty of great places to eat over there in New Albany, and the Fest of Ales is something you should put on your calendar Saturday, June 3rd, all afternoon, and then afterwards there's an after party at the Gospel Bird. You'll hear all about it in this interview, and I'll be back to close the show right after that.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. It comes out on Louisville.am.
And here we are just over a week before the famed Fest of Ale event, and I am at the Gospel Bird with Eric Morris. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. It's great to meet you. It's a great place here. And Todd Ance is here.
How are you doing, Rick?
Great. We did this last year.
We did.
It was a lot of fun. And the festival is now 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 12th. You can get in for $40. It's a great setting. And I guess you're going to make sure that we don't have a giant thunderstorm during the middle of the fest this year.
I've been doing rain dances for the last 2 weeks to get all the rain out now. That way there just won't be an opportunity for it then.
Boy, what a thing last year. I was there last year, and I mean, it's a great setting over there, but if it rains, you're going to get wet.
Yeah. You know, it was funny, though. I've had many people tell me the rain was the funnest part of the event because everyone ducked under tents. Next thing you know, you've got 10, 15 people under a 10 by 10 tent. But yeah. The best part is there's beer there.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, they said they talked to people they probably never would have talked to at the event, drank beer that they probably would have passed over, but had a great time with it.
Well, I can speak to that because I was one of those people, and it was great. And you know, and so for $40 you get in as long as you buy your tickets in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And the proceeds go to a charity, right? You've been doing
right.
this for charity for a long time.
We have. So we donate all our proceeds to the Crusade for Children. Last year we donated $16,000 to the Crusade, and that actually took us over $100,000 for over the life of the event.
Wow. Very good. Now, as the original beer fest in this area, you must have a stellar lineup.
Oh, yeah. We've got over 250 kinds of beer this time, over 100 different breweries. Some of our feature breweries are the Kentucky Brewing and Distilling Company. I've got North Coast Brewing, Sun King, as well as Fall City locally as well too, and so they're all bringing some big guns with them.
Okay.
For the event.
And speaking of big guns, you I don't know if this has ever happened before. I know last year when it rained, Eric was telling me that everybody just moved on over here to Gospelburg, but now it's official.
It is official, right. Yeah. We partnered with Eric and Gospelburg to make them our official after party for the event. So I believe we'll get started at 6:30, so a little bit before the fest ends, but give them a little time to get things set up and rolling.
Okay.
So you'll be able to leave the fest and come right over to Gospelburg.
There you go. Gospelburg right across the street. And Eric, you were telling me that the unofficial after party last year was quite a spectacle here.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, there was that storm came. Luckily, it cleared out pretty quick. I think it only rained for maybe 20
minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
20, yeah.
But that during that duration, we were all over here. We came running back, and I think we had maybe 200 people walk through the door in a matter of 5 minutes. So it just makes me even more confident how much fun this is going to be this year with good weather, you know, because once it cleared up, of course, everybody went back over there and had a great time. But that's why we're excited to do this year, just seeing, you know, how many people go to this event and how much, you know, fun we're all going to have collaborating on this. So
yeah, and I mean I guess you could have just been unofficial like you were last year, but you struck a deal here with Tide, right?
Yes, yep.
And what's the advantage of being the official after party?
It's the, you know, it's a nice promotion for us. We're going to be vendors down there as well, but then afterwards it's just nice. People go down there, and we're still a fairly new restaurant, and we have people coming all the time that never heard of us. So, you know, having that promotional side of it down there and teaming up with Fall City as well, just makes it a really fun event, you know, preparing for it and having the live music and cover bands on the patio and you know, people who go to the event who have bracelets, when they come here, they'll get discounts on their beers, you know, so really having a nice platform set up for people that, you know, the perk of going to the event.
Yeah. And you can publicize it. I know you're on all the official posters and everything. So, looks like a good deal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, just for people that don't know, this setting where the event is, it wasn't always there.
No, we did. Honestly, the event first started in the parking lot of my store in Clarksville, and about 100 of my closest friends got together for that initial event. And the event grew. We moved to St. Anthony's in Clarksville, and 2 years ago we outgrew the space. It just, we realized it was no good there anymore. And so we contacted the city of New Albany about trying to use the riverfront here at the amphitheater, and the city jumped all over. And they have been great, great partners with this event. But I mean, I don't know if there's a more beautiful setting of, you know, the grounds, the stage, and the river and the bridge, and it's just fantastic. And you're, you know, you got Portland across the river, so it's not like there's, you know, teeming city life or anything around you. But then also, once the event's over, boom, you're here in downtown New Albany. You've got the Gospelburg to come to.
I guess, do you see it as I mean, you're an Indiana native, obviously, and, mm-hmm. and you know, in the last year, I guess we've had bridge changes and a lot of things go on in terms of the relationship with Louisville and Indiana. Do you still think you're hurt at all, or is it helping all that's going on here? I mean, is your event still growing?
Yeah, the event's still growing. I guess one bonus that we have, we're next to one of the free bridges. So
that's right.
No tolls on the Sherman Minton
to
get over. But something we're doing to help, because, you know, people on both sides of the river have weird issues about crossing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Louisville, or they're not coming here. Something I've never understood. So, but we partnered with Mellow Mushroom to actually have bus service from their two locations. So the Highlands and in St. Matthews, it's an extra $15 ticket, but it gets you back and forth. It also gets you a pint of beer and an appetizer at Mellow Mushroom as well,
So the Mellow Mushroom and
on the Highlands and St. Matthews. Yeah,
very good. So that ticket would be what, 55?
Yeah, 55 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. So you can get those at Mellow Mushroom.
You can get those online, actually. So the bus tickets are only online.
Okay.
And you can get those at keglickers.com.
All right, Eric. So you've been open here a little over a year, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, obviously, success. You make it this far. This is pretty successful. But now, I understand you have another project going on.
Yes.
Something you can talk about?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
we're getting pretty close. We're opening up a seafood concept just down the street, about a block and a half down, called Hole in High Water.
Wonderful pun. I love puns.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, initially it was going to be this this other concept called Concrete Jungle, but I noticed the reception around town was more confusion than anything. And then we just happened to mention the word seafood, and everyone was like just freaking out.
That's what it's gonna be.
Right. And we realized, you know, almost by accident, we're like, well, there really isn't any seafood options down here. You know, nothing like dedicated to that cuisine. So so we're doing that in a real casual platform. We're gonna have buckets of beer, to raw oysters. There's a rooftop bar and patio, three patios to be exact. So the idea is to make it a really mellow kind of, just a real casual, fun kind of play. Horseshoes, you know,
and real
stuff
close,
like that.
Right? Like,
yeah, walkable. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have dual after parties next year.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not?
Yeah.
At the festival. So, and Todd, your other business, your real life business, mm-hmm. is operating Keg Liquors.
Yes.
Here, and that business, I remember we talked last year, is it's a family business. You've been at it a while.
We have been. My family bought the business in 1976. And I took over in 2005, so just over 12 years that I've been doing this.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's been a family-run business, which is crazy. You just don't see that very
yeah,
much
and you've
anymore.
Got two locations now?
Two locations. One in Clarksville, that's our original location. And then we opened up on Charlestown Road in New Albany just about 2 years ago.
Okay. And you do some events at those stores too, right?
We do. We try to do monthly wine and beer tastings.
Okay.
So one at each store. So okay. and once a month with those.
Okay. And Eric, I'm going to go back to you because I almost forgot this new term I learned today talking to you, a beer Randall.
Yes.
Right. Tell me about that and how it's going to work into the after party.
So we're teaming up with Fall City. Basically, it's a beer Randall. He might have a little bit more expertise on this, actually. I'm still learning about it. But it hooks up to the...
The Randall's just a giant container that has a beer line coming in. You fill it with anything from hops to coffee beans to botanicals. But you run a beer line in, it filters through everything you have in the Randall and then pours out. And so it just emphasizes the flavors that are in that Randall. It helps flavor the beer that you run through it.
Wow.
So we'll have this special beer that we're going to, I guess, quote-unquote, collaborate with Fall City. I think potentially right now using like kefir lime and orange peel and more summer-driven, warm weather type things. And they'll be set up with kegs out here on the patio. And then that's one of the beers, one of the options you have that if you have your bracelet, you'll get a discount on that if you go to the event. So.
So, like with, for instance, a Blue Moon, you get an orange on the outside. This sort of sounds like you get the orange on the inside.
Correct.
Very good way to put it.
Yeah, so, it's true.
But you experiment. You were telling me that the experiments with even coffee.
We used a coffee stout and filled the Randall full of fresh roasted coffee beans and ran it through, and it put a big punch of flavor. But the biggest thing I noticed was just the aroma of, you know, that great smell of fresh roasted coffee. It just completely transferred that to the beer. And honestly, you know, taste, half of that is how it smells.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I want one last question just about craft beer and what's going on, the big craze of it. Eric, do you find your customers are asking for more different experiences with beer?
Definitely. More and more, especially regulars that come here that started out just ordering, say, you know, a Budweiser or something, and then maybe we're out of it. And that's the best time is when you're out of it. Well, hey, we suggest trying this. You know, it's similar to Budweiser, but it's something different. And they're getting, you know, more and more open to trying new things. I think, you know, just with New Albanian, you know, being here kind of in the forefront of the breweries, people have kind of opened their minds to you know, more unique beers and styles aside from just your standard domestics.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be the thing. And Todd is the guy who coordinates a lot of the beer presence.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many new breweries. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that just doing this show in the last year, I've talked with four or five of them, you know. So each one seems to want to bring their own...
Yeah, their own touch, their own style to it. It's great to see. I know the city of New Albany alone has three breweries with New Albanian, Floyd County Brewing, and Donham Day. But then to see, I think I heard the number yesterday was 12 in Louisville. And I remember when I first got started with this, you had BBC.
and
that was it. There was nobody else.
You had Cumberland. Cumberland
was there. That's true. Yeah. You know, but the Silo had shut down. You know, I think Silo was the first that we had. And they went out of business. But so we had two breweries and to see 12. And they're good breweries, too. That's... Yeah, that's been the great thing, because it's, you know, anybody can open a brewery, but making good beers, that's a different story.
Absolutely.
And exactly. It's great to see we've got such a good beer heritage in this area. It's great to see us in, you know, grabbing hold of that and running with it.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun seeing how many I can try at the festival and at the after party with Eric here at the Gospel Bird. So I want to thank you guys for being on the show.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so all you beer folks, be sure to show up at the Festivales on June 3rd. The night before that is another concert that my good friend Caroline Knopp has invited me to. It's called the Denim and Diamonds event. Benefits the Parkinson's Foundation, and it's got live music. It's a great fundraiser for Parkinson's. As you know, Jason Smith, the GM at Gordon Biersch, was on this show a few weeks ago, and he does have an early onset Parkinson's, and he is a leader in the fight against the disease and tries to raise a lot of money for that. So that's all coming up. Very good stuff. So, you know, if you're going to be living in Louisville, let's participate in some of the things that are going on. A good place to find those out are on my websites. So I want to plug those real quick. Louisville KY, the pulse of the city, louisvilleky.com. I have a bunch of stories about things that are going on in the city right there, and you can stay informed about local news with louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city. I have a weekly newsletter that goes out. If you want to get on that list, you can get a hold of me. I guess the best way would be to email me at rick@louisvilleky.com, and I'll be glad to put you on the list to get my weekly newsletter, which is always interesting and always includes my guest on the Rusty Satellite Show and my Eat, Drink, Talk project. The Eat, Drink, Talk net is the place for news about the restaurant and bar scene in the city, and I would encourage you to stop by there. We do a podcast just like this one with my partner Steve Coombs right there on eatdrinktalk.net. It's a bunch of news. We just recorded next week's Eat Drink Talk show here today because it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. Who could forget that? Steve's going out of town. I'm going out of town. And we're going to leave you all to have all the fun at the local events. But anyway, this is Rick Redding. I am the host of the Rusty Satellite Show for about 4 years now, if you can believe it. Enjoy doing the show. Would love to hear from you if you have feedback or a suggestion for a future guest. I'm going to sort of reload after the holiday and look forward to getting to introduce you to some interesting folks like the Benningfields and Todd Ants and Eric Morris. They're all cool people, and they're all doing things. I guess people ask me all the time, how do you get your guest? What do you do? And I say, well, I'm looking for people that are doing something cool, right? All right, so anyway, feel free to get in touch with me and suggest a guest, or maybe you're somebody that is one of the most interesting people in the Ville yourself. I'd be glad to talk to you about being on the show. Anyway, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.